Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pistol set for Atlanta. Pitch to the left, two receivers to the right. Warner the tight end. In motion comes Washington. Here goes Penix looking to throw. He'll fire it. Oh, Robinson in stride. He's breaking free. It's a foot race. 10 tackled at the 6. Jeremy Reeves saved the touchdown.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan at 8:45. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've got a lot to cover in the life of Squid, Ryder Cup, Cam Ward. So let's quickly give away these Machine Gun Kelly tickets. Call into the show right now. Dylan is waiting for you to call 404-726-0929. Chance to win a pair to see Machine Gun Kelly's Lost Americana Tour with Wiz Khalifa. That is happening next year, next May, at Lakewood Amphitheater, May 29th, to be exact. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It always hits me in the feels every time you give away something that far in advance and then you realize May of 2026 is, like, around the corner.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, May of 2026.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. This life of mine is flying by. Maybe I'm getting into a midlife crisis. I don't know. But when I hear 2026, I'm like, dude, that's out there. 2026 seems like something I watched on a movie that seemed like it was 100 years in the future.
By May of 2026, my daughter will be over 1, and I'll be almost 43. Then I'm like, oh, man, dude, I'm going to tell you this. I had a victory this morning.
Yeah.
It's not a life squid moment. I had a victory. You know, we went on the little trip. We took the pack and play.
Your vacation.
Yeah, it wasn't a vacation.
You went to the beach.
It was a trip.
You stayed at a beach house as a vacation.
Yeah, I worked.
Okay.
But we had to take the pack and play. And so the pack and play stays at her mom's because that's daycare for Mel. And so we had to take it back. And I was leaving this morning, and I had it sitting on the golf cart. And I was like, oh, I need to put that in Amy's car. So I just carried it out there, put it in Amy's car. And then I was like about to get in the truck, and I go, oh, the mattress.
Yep.
So then Amy texts me this morning. She's like, hey, where's the pack and play at? And I was like, yeah. Your car.
Glad you asked.
Your
no
car.
Problem, babe.
My head was on a swivel this morning, and I got it taken care of.
And she goes, oh, so I just got to grab the mattress? I go, it's in your car, too?
Yeah. You're welcome.
And then I had my mic gunning. I'm a man.
Isn't
42.
Isn't it funny? My wife, every time I get excited about something like that, she sits me right down. She's like, you realize every other day of the year, that's what I'm dealing with? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
It was like,
before you go accepting your dad of the year award.
Right.
It's always that you didn't think about this and you didn't think about that. And it's like,
yeah,
I did that
today,
one time. I did today.
You can't handle
it. Falcons won and I remembered something. Little Bear Burton's W Sauce, the New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. And I would like to remind everyone to go to either the Morning Shift Twitter page. My Twitter page, 92.9 The Game website, the events page, and find out all the details for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, which is November 24th.
Can't wait.
Of this year. And sign up today. Our friends at Finley Roofing are going to be a part of it. My buddy DJ at Joe's Automotive is going to be a part of it. Pinnacle Science is going to be part of it. All the people that have been a part of it are coming back for another year. And it's going to be a great event. We've added a special hole. So there's going to be a specialty hole. I don't know why that's making you giggle, Allie. I don't appreciate that.
Hey, yo.
We're talking about golf holes. Yeah. I don't know where you're
specialty
going with things.
Specialty hole, huh? Sounds cool.
Big
yeah.
Pause.
It's called a speed hole.
Just hit me wrong.
Oh,
it
God.
Just hit me wrong.
Yeah.
It's called a speed hole, yeah. How quickly can you finish the hole? Anyways.
You going to use your long iron on that?
Well, you might. I might use the putter because, you know, you can space it out. I should be the anchor of that, you know, with the putter. Anyways, so go sign up today. We got plenty to talk about. So don't forget to go to the 99 Game event page or my Twitter or the Morning Shift Twitter and figure out how to sign up today. So let's go. What do we want to talk about first? Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup was a big deal.
Brutal.
It was. I'm going to tell you something. I tweeted this. Clutch doesn't describe what the Europeans were on the greens.
It was insane
this weekend.
Insane.
I don't think there is a word for what they were. That every freaking time they needed anything to keep us away from winning a hole or tying a matchup or whatever, they did it. They were so – their short game was so – John Rahm freaking chipped 10 on 8. It was tied up in the alternate. I mean, they were so good on Saturday, and we ended up closing in. But I want to say this. The fans were a little bit too much. I love the heckling. I love the going back and forth. It's what makes the Ryder Cup different. But you can't be taking shots at people's families, mistreating their families, like throwing stuff on their wives. And at no point should Rory have to turn around and say, shut the blank up, and then throw a complete dart, literally. Mm-hmm. But Rory talked briefly about when he was asked after yesterday if the fans had crossed the line.
I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was, you know, than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. And sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, this should not be what is acceptable in the Ryder Cup. But we will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that what happened here this week is not acceptable.
I agree.
Well, good. I hold you, Rory, personally responsible then. In 27, you better not let the fans get out of hand towards our guys.
Doesn't sound like he's shying away from it. I'm curious to see how much the fans are comparable between Ireland and Long Island, New York. It's got to be a little bit of carryover right
there.
Yeah,
you got a bunch of Mark Zenos and then, you know.
Bunch of Mark Zenos.
Well, now I'm talking about Long Island. I mean,
I know. I'm just saying. I feel like it's probably the same kind of group of people.
No. They're happy. They're happy drunks over there. They're angry. Long Island's angry people. Yeah, Irish are happy people. Most. I know some very happy Irish people.
Speaking of which, never mind. I won't go down that tangent. Wasn't there an NFL game over in Ireland this weekend?
Yeah, the punter
Skylar
got
Thompson.
Punter got backup quarterback got mugged.
All that talk you did last year about Dylan going to Brazil, turns out Ireland was the real worry.
Right? it was too much, but congratulations. I'm not going to say it. The U.S. made a comeback yesterday until Russell Henley dogged a putt and Shane Lowry won it. All right, Cam Ward. Cam Ward had one of the rawest press conferences yesterday after they go 0-4 and they got shut out 26-0. This is what Cam Ward had to say about the beginning of his NFL career and season.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass. So we 0-4. We have, at this point, we got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games and we've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in, especially myself on the offensive line, from the defensive line, from the special teams to all three faces. We have to play together. We have not played together this year yet. And that's just something that, you know, we want to preach about it every day. Every day we got to do better. And we're doing that, but it has to show up on Sundays. It hasn't showed up yet, but it got to show up next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it. I like it. I actually like it. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I like it. He's holding himself accountable alongside everybody else. And I think that anybody involved or that watches that team in that stadium probably agrees. Probably they are ass. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So he's not lying to anybody.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because he, by the way, is Buck like honest or real?
Yeah, keep it a buck just means keep it 100, keep it a real, all those things. Keep it a bean as well. Cool. You can say keep it a bean.
Cool. I appreciated it. I look, no argument. At least he's a little bit less hostile than Brian Callahan is in his, because Brian Callahan just, he comes off like, dude, why are you such a jerk? You've won nothing in this league. You can't just be like full jerk mode to the press 24/7. Ben Johnson had a moment too, and I saw a clip of his press conference where he had a moment where it looked like he was really like being a jerk to the sideline reporter coming out of halftime, and then someone played the full, your boy Sam Akko. Wait, which ones we don't like? Is Sam, right?
I don't dislike either one of them.
What a question.
I don't like one of them because he's always like
Emmanuel.
Yeah, it's Emmanuel that did it. He's like, yeah, Ben Johnson stripping. Here's the thing. The clip with Ben Johnson with the sideline report was bad. The full interview, I have no issues with it because he explained everything. And then he's like, we'll be fine. And he got a little aggressive with the, we'll be fine. He like stares at the sideline report. I was like, I don't think you need like mean mugger, as you say, we'll be fine. But anyways, and real quick, Charlie Morton, last time probably ever we'll see him in a pitching. The Braves started him, and his career ended the way it should have.
2-2. He struck him out, and he did it with a curveball.
Just a beautiful thing. It really was a beautiful moment, hugging the kids. Snicker Love taking it. Him out. The whole team gathered around. It worked out perfectly for him.
And Chris Sell demanded that it happen that way. So good Love for Chris
it.
Sell.
Love it. Hats off to Charlie. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today on this Falcons Victory Monday. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
enjoy the win, Atlanta. Stay cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.